From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry unveiled broad guidelines Wednesday for an eventual peace agreement between Israel and the Palestinians, warning a two-state solution to the conflict is in serious jeopardy. Kerry defended the U.S. decision last week to abstain from a United Nations Security Council resolution that condemned Israeli settlements in areas claimed by the Palestinians.
I am compelled to respond today that the United States did, in fact, vote in accordance with our values, just as previous U.S. administrations have done at the Security Council before us.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Wednesday called Kerry's speech a deep disappointment, commenting during a late-night news conference. Mr. Netanyahu said the speech was, in his words, unbalanced as the UN resolution itself. He vowed to work with the incoming Trump administration to improve relations in the wake of the fallout over the UN resolution. Meanwhile, the Palestinian president says he is ready to resume peace talks if Israel freezes settlement construction. U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham says Russia did interfere in the recent U.S. presidential election and can expect hard-hitting sanctions. Graham said Wednesday the U.S. Congress will investigate Russia's involvement in the November 8th election.
It is now time for Russia to understand enough is enough.
The senator says he expects tough new sanctions against Russia to get bipartisan support. He said sanctions could target President Vladimir Putin personally. Russia has denied allegations that President Putin was personally involved in hacking. Four people have been killed in what the state-run media in China describes as a terrorist attack at a Communist Party office in the country's western Xinjiang area. This is VOA News. The last military dictator in the South American country of Uruguay, General Gregorio Alvarez, died Wednesday at the age of 91. Authorities say Alvarez, the last leader of Uruguay's ruthless dictatorship of the 1970s and the 1980s, died while serving a 25-year prison sentence for human rights violations committed during the dictator's reign. Uruguay's government is now led by a leftist coalition that includes former opponents of Alvarez's regime. Australian police say they have broken up a drug syndicate with the seizure of more than a ton of cocaine and the arrest of 15 people.
This is 1.1 tons of cocaine that hasn't reached the streets of New South Wales. I haven't done the maths in relation to the number of street deals that would involve, but the street value of those particular drugs is in excess of $350 million. So it's quite a chunk out of the cocaine economy, I would expect, in New South Wales at this stage, so it would have had a devastating result.
South Wales Police Assistant Commissioner Mark Jenkins. People in Moscow are paying tribute to members of a Russian military choir, orchestra, and dance group who died Sunday when their plane crashed into the Black Sea. Some lit candles, others brought flowers to the headquarters of the Alexandrov Ensemble. Dozens of the group's members were among 92 people on board that were killed when the plane crashed on its way to Syria to perform for Russian airmen. The Russian Defense Ministry announced that the second black box had been found and analysis of its data has begun. The Defense Ministry also said 15 bodies have been found so far from the crash site. The cause of the crash has not been determined, but officials say terrorism is not a likely cause. American actress Debbie Reynolds died Wednesday after suffering a stroke just one day after her actress daughter Carrie Fisher passed away. Reynolds' son said the stress of his sister's death was too much for his 84-year-old mother. And former Argentine President Cristina Fernandez has been indicted on charges of directing a corrupt enterprise while attempting to hide millions of dollars. Fernandez has denied the charges. A federal judge charged Fernandez and other officials of colluding to steal public funds that were meant for public road projects between 2003 and 2015. Fernandez could face a possible 10-year sentence. For details on much more news, we invite you always to join us at our website. That's voanews.com. Once again, recapping our top stories today, former Argentine President Cristina Fernandez indicted. I'm Michael Brown reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.